children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep. Come, my children, time to awake from your sleep. Rise to a new day with each your soul to keep.
Enlightened Medicine Show with Dr. Valerie Olmsted, the holographic physician. Our show is brought to you by starlights.com. That's starlights.com. And by alternativecancer.us. And both of those sites, if you haven't checked them out, please do. They're very interesting. On alternativecancer.us, you will find more than 1,000 pages of information on how to deal with cancer, various treatments, which treatment might work best for you. They have a kit that you can get to test and see beforehand, which might work better for you. It does require two people, unless you are familiar with muscle testing, in which case, if you're proficient with testing yourself, then you just need you. But if you're not familiar with that, then understand up front, you need two people, okay? Otherwise, it gets very confusing, you know, especially for people that have never delved into the whole alternative thing. And on starlights.com, you'll find all kinds of interesting books and CDs and DVDs and knickknacks and, you know, candles and incense and all kinds of stuff, New Age stuff. It's a lot of fun. So please do check out our sponsors. Okay, now tonight we're starting late, and I apologize for that. As I mentioned last week, I am on the road, and like many people, I am going through so many things that I have to laugh. It is just completely crazy. Nothing has worked well except for the one thing I came out to do, so that's good. But the rest of it, it's like, oh, Lord, I'm just having to laugh. So our guest tonight has been on before, and if you listen to this show previously, I think it was sometime in June. I don't have a computer at my disposal, so, you know, I'm kind of blinded as far as, you know, what went on in the past, but Joe, you can remind me. My guest tonight is Dr. Joe Gallenberger, and on the previous show, we talked about his book, Inner Vagus, which was fascinating, a great read, and I hope you guys have had a chance to pick up a copy of that and check it out for yourselves. And tonight we're going to talk about a program that Dr. Joe has created called Sync Creation. So welcome to the show again, Dr. Joe.
Thank you, Valerie. How are you doing tonight, besides being hassled here?
It's been weird. It's been very weird. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I just have to laugh. I know Mercury's in retrograde and all that kind of stuff, and Saturn is aligned with Jupiter and, you know, yada, yada, yada. But, boy, it's just been ridiculous. Nothing has worked. And it's to the point now where I'm laughing hysterically when the next thing happens, because what else are you going to do? So how's your life?
Well, tonight we might raise your energy and everything will go better from there on, huh?
Well, you know, one would think that. And I was in a pretty high energy space when all this stuff started happening, and I went, wow, isn't that interesting? But my belief in the whole thing is that things have to get shook up, not just in my world, but in everybody's. And so I'm just kind of watching all this stuff and going, okay, what's really the gold lining in this cloud? I'm not looking for silver. I'm looking for gold. And I have found a bunch of things in my own life that that have really made it necessary for me to be kind of detached from everybody and everything else, which has been really interesting because normally, you know, when I'm home, I'm either on the phone with people all day or I'm, you know, helping people, you know, with healing stuff, or it just seems like I'm constantly busy. And so to be detached from all that kind of stuff is kind of interesting. And, I mean, to not even have computer access and no way to get around, and, you know, it's one thing after another. So I've just been laughing and just going, okay, let me look at myself and see what I need to work on with myself that I haven't had the time to do because I've been dealing with other people's problems for so long. And so I'm taking this as a time to just kind of sit back and go within and deal with my stuff principally. And it's quite interesting. As you know, we go through these periods where we have to do this stuff. So it's been fascinating. So, Joe, for those who haven't tuned into the program when you were on before, would you give a quick background on yourself, please?
Sure. I'm a clinical psychologist. I had a psychotherapy practice for 30 years. I've also been a senior facilitator at the Monroe Institute. I've been working as a trainer there with them for about 22 years, and I wrote a book this spring called Inner Vagus, Creating Miracles, Abundance, and Health, and that's what I was on last time on your show. And since we've talked, the book is doing really well, which is good for a book on manifestation, and it would be embarrassing if it wasn't. And getting real good positive comments on that. So mainly something that's unique in what I'm doing is I use psychokinesis, which is the same thing as telekinesis, the ability that we have as humans to affect physical matter reality with our energy, and do things like bend spoons or grow seeds in our hand in a few minutes, light light bulbs without plugging them into the wall, and throw dice and patterns affecting slot machines, all that kind of thing. And I found that that's the same energy as we use for energy healing and also for manifesting what we'd like in our lives. But the psychokinesis is particularly cool because you can measure it scientifically, know exactly what should happen statistically, and see if you're by random, see if you're able to change that, and get very quick feedback so that you know if you're being successful at learning how to raise this high finite energy, focus it, let go, see results. And so I use PK or psychokinesis mainly as a teaching tool and a feedback device. And I found it was Vegas was a great place to do that because the dice are guaranteed to be neutral. The slot machines can be affected by our energy. And so I've run, I think, 65 Inner Vegas Adventure workshops now over the last 10 years out there. And indeed, people can learn how to do this, and when they, as they're doing it, spontaneous healings occur and great manifestations. So that's why I wrote the book, to kind of get it out to a larger audience. Is that a pretty good summary?
Yeah, that's excellent. Thank you. And again, sure. I just have to give you kudos on that book. It was such an enjoyable read and fascinating the way that you combined the healing with the spoon bending, with the winning it at craps, and you know, really having an enjoyable time in Vegas, and paying it forward by, you know, contributing to various charities with your winnings. And I mean, I just loved it because of that aspect, because I'm one of those people that, you know, I see lots of connections with everything and realize that everything is important and nothing is important at the same time. And so as I went through your book, I was just fascinated by all that. And I haven't had a chance to look into your program of Sync Creation, but I really wanted to talk to you about that because I know just from reading your book that you can put together stuff that really works with people. And there are so many people that ask me, well, you know, how do I get this to work and how do I get that to work? And I like to point them in the right direction, because they don't have to get it from me, you know. They can get it from other people, and they should. You know, they should find who they resonate with the best. And so your program of Sync Creation is fascinating, and I would like you to explain, you know, how that came about and what is it all about. What can people expect when they take that program from you?
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to start by spelling it because it's kind of hard. Some people think it's Sync Creation or something. It's S-Y-N-C, like synchronize, and that comes from the hemisync exercises that are used in it, which I'll talk about in a minute. So So it's S-Y-N-C and then the word creation. So kind of a double C in the middle. The website is syncreation.com, and also innervegas.com will take you there. And this developed after I did these workshops in Las Vegas, seeing that psychokinesis was real and it was positive for people to do it. I wanted to expand that, so I developed a program for the Monroe Institute called MC Squared, or Manifestation and Creation Squared, where we went 6 days with everybody having a chance to be in a healing circle, doing the metal bending, doing the seed growing, rolling dice and patterns, listening to a lot of deep meditation exercises to raise energy. We use mainly a heart energy, the energy of love. And also had a lot of exercises to get rid of the blocks that people have to manifestation, such as fear, feelings of lack, etc. And that was very successful, so we decided to do a home study version of the MC Squared course, and that's what Sync Creation is all about. It's designed so that people can work on this at their own pace at home, support them in a lifelong learning process to get better and better at manifesting, at healing, using these psychokinesis tasks as feedback and as practice, having a lot of custom meditation exercises that use this hemi-sync that I talked about. And it's been out for about 10 years, and about 1,000 people have gotten it. And results have been really good. There's been just a lot of reports of very powerful results. When we did a survey of 60 people taking this course, virtually everyone reported experiencing the psychokinesis success. Kind of surprising to me, almost everybody reported communication with ethereal, heavenly, otherworld beings, guides, unborn children, loved ones who've passed. So it opened up the psychic channel. Pretty much everybody received an increase of love, life, health, well-being. And then when we go into specific areas like health and wellness, we had 10 people healing pets, 8 people healing children, people healing ADD, memory, organs preventing surgery, chronic headaches, fibromyalgia, all kinds of things there. In the abundance area, people given small fortunes and lots of checks and creating all kinds of things that materially that they wanted in their life. And under relationship, a lot of people reunited with lost family members, having successful adoptions where before it was difficult, getting peace in difficult divorces, and under professional, lots of people starting and launching new companies successfully, getting advances at work. And under Get Lucky, going back to the casino stuff, lots of people having great luck in the casinos. So it's been a very results-oriented course, and it takes you step-by-step. There's 3 personal mentoring sessions where you have a phone call with a mentor to really dive deep into tailoring this for yourself and to resolve issues that might even be unconscious to you that might block manifestation. So it's a pretty extensive deal, but very enjoyable, and folks find when they get it, they use it because it's exciting to learn how to do the bending metal and all of that. So I wanted to make sure it wasn't something that, you know, people got and just put on a shelf, but they really use it. And that seems to have happened.
Yeah, and see, that's remarkable in itself. Because as you know, people get enthused and they buy a program. And I've been guilty of this myself, and books and things like that. And mm-hmm. they sit on the shelf, and then I forget about them. And years later, yeah. I pick it up and go, hey, I didn't even remember I had this. And,
yeah.
You know, it was real
yeah.
important at the time. So, mm-hmm. you know, this is one of those courses that so many of the people I talk to could really use, because they don't have the foundation, you know, and, mm-hmm. and I came through, like so many other people, we came through it, you know, from a lifetime of searching and learning all this stuff, you know, from different places. And so when somebody says, well, how do I get to where you're at? You kind of scratch your head and go, I don't know. Took me a lifetime to get here. So, like, I don't know what to tell you to do in the next couple of months.
Some people have said that.
I could get you here. And so I think that's why I was interested in your course and having you talk about it, because you've combined all the easiest ways to do these things, like, you know, just getting into that meditative space is the most valuable thing, not only for manifestation, but also just for peace of mind, you know, and for being able to answer those questions that are so difficult from all the challenges that we face in life. And, you know, being able to use HemiSync to get into that space quickly is far more valuable than most people understand. You know, it took me a while.
Maybe we should.
Really, you know, intense effort to get to that meditative space. And then when I first learned about HemiSync and realized it could drop you right into it in the space of a couple minutes, it's like, whoa, now that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a wonderful technology, and one of the things I love about it is there's no dogma. You don't have to subscribe to any religion or any particular beliefs, and it'll shift your brainwave patterns, bring you into deep, relaxed states, creative states, as you say, within minutes. All you got to do is slap on a pair of headphones and put the CD on. And so the course has 12 custom HemiSync exercises designed just for sync creation, and relies on that heavily to get that deep meditative state. I have had people say they've been able to throw away their whole New Age bookshelf that the course summarized the wisdom of so well and so practically that it did make a lot of confusing information very clear for them. That was very satisfying.
Yeah, that's very, very valuable. You know, as you say New Age bookshelf, I'm thinking of mine. I had to move mine to the office. Because
most people, it's not a bookshelf.
At my house.
It's more like a whole
house. Because I love books, you know. I'm one of those people that collects books. And I can't tell you how many books I have given away, not only to individuals that seem to need them, but also to libraries. I've given whole collections to libraries every time I moved because I tend to accumulate so many books. And to have a course where, you know, you could spend just a relatively small amount of time and achieve everything that you would have achieved by reading a library full of New Age self-help type books is just mind-boggling. Like I said, it's taken me a lifetime, you know, to get to the point where I feel like I have a handle on what's going on and I trust it. Whereas with your sync creation, you know, people can get that fairly quickly, you know. It's almost like rubbing the magic lamp, you know, and telling the genie your wishes.
It's a 100-page notebook, and it's very extensive, filled with exercises. But the lecturettes, if you will, a summarizing of why grounding's important, or why it's important to get rid of fear and how to get rid of that. It's been put in a very concise way because people don't have a lot of time nowadays. And, you know, I'd like to see people who are in their 20s and 30s being able to grab what we've taken 40 or 50 years to learn and running with it before they're 40 or 50 years older.
Yeah, I would like to see that too, because quite frankly, Dr. Joe, when I tell people what I went through to get rid of my fears, they don't want anything to do with that because I did what most sane people would not do, starting with walking on fire and then continuing on into running across rotted logs over steep ravines in the rainforest and, you know, running through said rainforest in the middle of the night, a moonless night, with no flashlights and barefoot in a land of 52 varieties of poisonous snakes. Couldn't see your hand in front of your face. I mean,
unfortunately,
you know,
not necessary to do all that. And it's not necessary to psychedelic drugs. Or you can open up these meditation technologies and even something like going ahead and taking a real hefty metal spoon and bending it. People's fears come up that they won't be able to do it. and their fears come up that they will be able to do it because it'll change their feeling about their own power. Excuse me. So,
and then there are fears that there is no spoon.
Yes, and it's kind of a fun way to do this without having to go through so much initiation, if you will.
Yeah. Yeah, the stuff I went through was all, you know, old-school Piscean Age stuff. And I kept thinking, you know, there must be an easier way to do this because aside from the, you know, soiling of one's drawers at certain moments of life when you go through these fearful things, it's like, wow, really? There must be an easier way to get to that point of getting the ego to behave itself and to realize that it's the servant and not the master, and you know, without having to shock it into, you know, a
yes.
cataleptic state by doing these crazy things, you know, that some people don't survive.
Well, one thing I go into a lot in the book Inner Vegas as well as the course is that I found there were a lot of dragons to tame, but the good news was that entering a very deep love state allowed you to transcend all of that, soften the get it down, and the grounding comes in important because people can open their heart and it'll usually stay open being a newborn baby for a little while, but it's if they're not grounded, it's like a cut flower. It'll bloom and then fade. If you have the grounding and the connection with spirit, you can keep that heart energy running nearly all the time. And with that, then magic-y things happen. You know, I wanted to take my new wife to Paris, and I thought, gee, that'd be a good idea. And I got an email that day, would you like to do a training in France? And so I said, yeah. And then to myself, I thought, gee, it'd be romantic and fun to go over a first-class round trip for free. By the end of the day, I had the tickets. And I always say this or something better, and it resulted in a dozen trainings in Europe and some deep healing of Holocaust issues in Germany and all kinds of things I couldn't have anticipated. But you can align your own abundance with what the universe wants to give you and what the universe wants you to contribute to the world. And the Sync Creation course, I think, does that really well. There's been something interesting since I've talked to you. There's been a shift. People often got the course before to manifest finances in their life or a soulmate, something like that. And now people are coming saying, I would like to learn how to really be in my full power so I can help my community. And
oh, awesome.
Yeah, and that's even more powerful. You know, the universe will really get behind you on that one. And it's a win-win for everybody, yourself and your community.
Well, what I noticed, too, is I have been kind of drifting through the landscape, for the most part, unrecognized, you know, by a lot of people, and I kind of like that. And mm-hmm. lately, I've noticed more people are talking about my heart, and they're seeing me, and I'm like, really? Wow, that's kind of interesting.
Right.
You know, because I've drifted through kind of, you know, inconspicuously for some time. So it always shocks me when people actually see me. And mm-hmm. it's just so heartwarming, not that I am recognized as a heartfelt person, but more that people are actually noticing these things. I mean,
yeah.
That's like, wow, that perks my ears up, and I turn around and I look at them and I look at their light and I'm like, finally, after all these years, you know, I can see that more and more people are opening their hearts and really wanting to live in that heart space and, you know, seeking that above all other things, which is just amazing and wonderful, and I mean, it just gives my heart such joy to see that kind of stuff going on that it's like, wow, that is so cool. And to hear so many people, you know, walking away from material stuff and going, yeah, I never really wanted that, you know, and that's not important. And, you know, what I'm really looking towards is, you know, how great can we make this world? And it just blows me away constantly when I hear this kind of stuff coming from younger people, you know. I'm talking to all these people and they're 20 to 40, age range.
Well,
you're tapping into
something important. I heard a phrase the other day that captures it really well. It said, "I enjoy being the center of inattention." and I think a lot of people, you know, are taught to be modest. They're taught to, keep their light under the bushel basket, and they feel it's safer to do that. And we're at a time now where the lights need to shine. And one of the people taking the MC Squared program that Sync Creation is based on was very shy about speaking. And I saw her the other day on TED, TED Talks, where you get to talk in front of 1,000 live audience, and then it's broadcast to millions of people, talking about her passion about child education. So she had launched from being under the basket light, if you will, to really shining in short order, and it really opened my heart to see her having such success after being so reluctant to speak even to two or three people. So it's a good time for us to launch into our power and do it in a way through heart energy, so it's safe and it's not ego-driven, and see what really the magic is the universe wants us to participate in.
Yeah, and it's so fascinating. I mean, I've always been an observer of people, and I have always done, crazy stuff just to see what people would do when I was younger. You know, I would just go, let me try this, see what kind of reaction I get, and I've always been curious that way. And it's been really wild to watch what's going on lately and to see, what happens in my own life. Like, I'm on this trip, and I had this plan, and I arranged for everything, and none of my arrangements worked out. And I went, wow. What is that really about? And because I'm pretty good at manifesting things, and I finally, I thought, well, maybe this is the universe's way of getting me to meet new friends out here, and to participate more, because I'm an extroverted hermit, and so when I feel like being sociable, I'm way sociable. I'll even put a lampshade on my head at a party, and just have a good time and. And all that kind of stuff. And then there's other times when I just want to withdraw and read and, be by myself. And so it was kind of interesting because I had planned to come out here, pretty much be by myself, tool around, see the sights and go to some sacred spots and things like that. And none of that worked out. And I went, wow, now I'm having to depend on other people for pretty much everything. And so I'm going, huh. All right, so what am I really supposed to do? And as I sat back and was listening to some of these people that I had met, it really was it was an opportunity for me to see that I didn't have to do things the old way. Because I've been one of those people who kicks down doors and takes names, and lays down the bridge work so somebody else can cross over. And so now I'm seeing that I can transition. I don't have to do that anymore. And it's interesting to see, all these different ages of people coming up who are stepping into and through this dimension, into the next dimension, really, and bringing the whole world with them. It's really, really interesting. And I wouldn't have had that opportunity to see that if I hadn't been forced into this situation by the universe. So I'm like, okay, universe, thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that, that I get this and I get to work on my own stuff and clear some stuff out that that I really hadn't been able to focus on for quite some time. And because I've been a lifelong meditator and I trust the universe to always be working on my behalf, it's easier for me than it is for a lot of other people. And so I'm also, seeing a lot of people. Pardon?
Yeah, there's a lot of power in what you're doing, because a lot of times when it gets really rough, people will tend to go into victim versus going into, okay, I had a plan, the universe has a different one, and now I'm really paying attention and now I'm going to learn. And it sounds like you're taking this situation and really taking a look at it and saying, okay,
I'm paying attention now. Tell me what I need to know. You know, I like, I've had some dramatic things in my life, like being in a body cast for a long time, so I usually say, small lessons, please, I'll pay attention, and also I'm willing to learn through abundance and joy. And most of the time that'll help, but sometimes I gotta get hit on the side of the head, or something is just a difficult challenge. You know, I have a brother
now.
Yeah,
I've had my share of those too. You know, after six near-death experiences and all kinds of craziness in my life, and so I mean, I started laughing right away as soon as stuff started to go wrong. I went, okay, this is showing me that I need to pay attention, and I think what that kind of stuff helps with, Dr. Joe, is when you have people to counsel and they have all this drama going on in their lives and they're so upset, you start laughing either in person or on the phone, and they're like, why are you laughing at me? It's like, I'm laughing because been there, done that. You know, this is your chance to pay attention, and this is your chance to make these huge changes in your life and to stop the things that have been holding you back. So this is cause for celebration, really. Yeah, it's not fun when you're going through these challenges, but, I mean, I've always found these things to be so valuable, so I don't get all, you know, dramatic about it anymore, because I've learned to sit back and go, what does this really mean? You know, what's really the point of all this? And what could this possibly bring me? And because I'm a curious person, I'll sit back and think about it and go, what could I do with this time? And, you know, what might this lesson be for me? What could the value of this really be if I pushed it? You know, how far can I get with this in my own spiritual evolution?
Uh-huh.
And so I find that when I can talk to someone else about doing that in their own life, kind of switches them around very quickly and helps them to see, yeah, you know, I didn't think about it that way. And I think that if the people who are going through difficult times right now and wondering why stuff is not working and what they're going to do, I think if they would, you know, stop and really start to consider that this might be the time to get your program and really start, you know, making a difference in their lives. I mean, you've got it with that sync creation. And, I mean, just
it's fun when people,
it,
you know, get that course and for something basically more like survival, I need a job and I haven't had luck or need to improve a serious health condition. And then when they work with the materials, they get relief in that area, but they find themselves expanding well beyond what they expected, and later go, wow, that was really cool that this came up for me, this challenge, because I've gotten so much further than I would have if it hadn't come along. And that's always beautiful to hear, you know. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. And listeners, I hope that you're paying attention, because this kind of stuff that we're talking about, I mean, it is your opportunity. And I can tell you that just by looking at Dr. Joe's explanation of what the course entails, I can tell you that it's worth it, because I know what it takes to get that information. And, you know, been there, done that. It's taken me a lifetime. I think I started when I was in my teens. And and really, I've been through a lot of lessons that I hope people don't have to go through, because they're pretty hairy. And most people wouldn't have survived things that I went through. And I know that they're not necessary. They were necessary for me at the time to prove that I could survive anything. But I don't think that every person has to go through that. That was just my messed up belief system. And it was my own challenges. And sometimes we give ourselves some pretty intense challenges for whatever reason. You know, sometimes they're set up in spirit, and sometimes we're just stubborn. And I'm talking about myself. And we have to kind of shock ourselves out of our complacency. So I think that anytime someone can take a course like yours, Dr. Joe, and you know, get smart before they have to get hit upside the head with the baseball bat of spiritual lessons, is it's a better way to go.
It's a lot more elegant and a lot less painful, that's for sure. And the main thing, I guess, too, is to not only find out what you might need to do, but then something that gives you the tools to do it. Because God and nobody else is interested in making this difficult. And it doesn't have to be as difficult as it seems like it will be just to, you know, get great gain. We have a lot of stupid phrases in our culture that have some truth to them, like no pain, no gain, nothing good comes easy. And they have an element of truth, but they get in the way of things such as instant healing or transcending problems and make you think it's going to be a forced march for way up the mountain to get anywhere. And it can really be a joyful, pleasant process and take a lot less time than you think and be more exciting than you think.
Well, I think you're completely right. And, you know, I have quite a few people that I counsel on a ongoing basis who, some of them are very stubborn, and they keep going over the same thing over and over and over and experiencing the same results. And I just kind of have to heave the sigh and go, well, you know, you're going to keep on getting what you've always gotten if you keep on doing what you've always done. So, you know, why not break out and, you know, get some wisdom the easy way. I see your program as the easy way to get spiritually wise.
Well, thank you.
I think that would make people's lives a heck of a lot easier if they would just do it, you know.
Yeah, well,
I've done it the other way. I've done it the hard, stubborn, you know, celestial 2x4 upside the head way most of my life, and I don't recommend that way. It's kind of devastating.
Yeah. Well, when somebody comes that way to me, I admire their tenacity. Usually they're continuing to do the same thing over and over because they have really been taught you just need to try harder. And but to me, it's like, say you wanted to jump over a door, you know, it's 6 feet high, you're never going to do it, no matter how hard you try. If you back up, go away a little bit and learn about a pole vault and how to use it, then you can vault over the door within seconds once you've learned how to use the tool. And we're not as good as a culture in teaching our kids what tools they need to live an elegant life, to live a powerful life. We focus on other things in our education, and we do a disservice that way. So it's think creation to me. Sometimes I describe it like a semester course at the best university you could imagine, with the subject of how to be successful in life in the broadest definition, being very compassionate, being happy, being powerful. And, you know, it's hard to find that course in university, but it is out there.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know, I mean, a lot of people think they'll be happy when they get a certain amount of money or they get a certain type of house or a certain type of car, because we're kind of, you know, spoon-fed that stuff through TV and movies and all that kind of stuff. And I used to laugh when I worked in the ER, because most of the people that worked in the ER would go home and get their recorded versions of the daytime soap operas. And I had a roommate that was really into that, and we would sit there and eat our dinner for breakfast and watch these soap operas. And I thought that was so funny, because they're always dressed to the nines, you know. They're all running around with this extravagant jewelry on, and, you know, their clothes and their hair are perfect and everything. And that would just crack me up, because nobody runs around like that. Well, maybe in Hollywood, but, you know, not out in the rest of the world, you know. The rest of us are just running around just, you know, trying to get all of our errands done in a day. So I think those unrealistic expectations of how you're supposed to live are part of the modern problem that we have. And so I think the more people can get in touch with their heart, you know, go within and make that connection with the real source of all life, whatever you want to call it. You know, they say God has a thousand names, probably more than that. But when you make that connection, all of a sudden, all that other extraneous surface crap is unimportant. You know, doesn't matter how big a house you have, the government still owns it. You know, so it's like, okay, it can be gone in a flash. Then what do? You know, or a tornado comes along and, you know, poof, your house is gone. Then what do? And so you can't get your happiness from that kind of stuff, you know. Somebody can come and carjack your fancy car. Then what do? So, you know, it's just so sad when you see people that are devastated by those kinds of losses, which are really immaterial. And, you know, if they don't have that connection to heart and to the source, then their whole life is upset. So I see so much value in the course that you've created, because it does help people on the material sense, but it also helps them to realize what's more important. And they're going to get it in the fashion that they need it to understand it, because really they don't understand it until they get it, you know. Yeah, I probably didn't state that very well, but, you know, in order to understand it, you have to get it deep within.
Most people are of goodwill, and, you know, they may start out wanting a Mercedes-Benz, but most people, after they got two or three of those, they'd find that boring, and they go, well, what's next? Mm-hmm. And that might be to help my fellow man, or to create things better artistically, or what have you. And all of that's valid, you know, from my point of view. Definitely if you're jobless or having trouble finding the money to eat and all that, that's going to be your priority for a while, and that's fine.
Sure.
And once you get that in order, then you can move on to other things. And it's just, we've been kind of taught to cling to the material, you know, for security that it doesn't provide. And so we'd like to have all kind of fun gifts. I have a great stereo, lots of other toys, but I understand that that's not the main point.
Yeah, and I think people have to get to that point one way or another. Either they acquire all those material things and realize that that doesn't bring happiness, or, you know, they can go inward and really find out where real happiness comes from. Either way, you know, it's whatever they signed up for, you know, and they have to have that experience. So it's, you know, I believe like you, it's like, hey, whatever somebody's trip is their trip, you know, however they want to do that, that's their life. And I just think that if they're wise enough to, you know, to go the easier way, then they are wiser than me, because I took the hard way. Like I said, I don't recommend that. But, you know, we all have our little path that we do.
Yep.
So, gosh, and here we are at the end of the hour already. And I'm so sorry that we started late, Dr. Joe. It's just one of those things, you know.
Sure.
But thank you so much for being on the program.
Hope the rest of your trip goes a lot more smoothly. And but no, you're not alone. It seems like a lot of people are having glitches this week,
I've heard it from all kinds of people. I'm just laughing about it. Would you please give out your contact information again so people can find you and follow
sure.
up with some of this?
One of the easiest ways is just remembering the title of my book, Inner Vegas. And going to innervegas.com, that'll take you to one of the pages of the main website. And if you want to be adventurous, just remember SYNC, S-Y-N-C, creation, C-R-E-A-T-I-O-N, .com, and that'll get you in there. There's lots of reports by other people, journals of the Vegas Adventure Workshops, testimonials, videos, and things to really give you a sense if this might be for you.
Awesome. Thank you. Well,
and
thank
a pleasure
you so
to
much
talk
for
with
being
you
on the
again.
Show, and please keep in touch and let me know when you're doing something else that you'd like to talk about on the show, and we'll see how many more people we can help.
I got a brand new CD coming out in about 2 weeks called Liquid Luck, based on the Harry Potter idea, where you create a vial of luck that you can drink anytime you need a great day. And,
great. I love it.
So we might have to talk about that one some show.
Yeah, definitely. Awesome. All right, well, keep in mind I have no internet until sometime mid-August, so because I'm traveling around and things didn't work. So anyway, thank you so much again for being on the show. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in. And as always, be happy, be healthy, and be who you really are. Nighty-night.